There's no time to explain.
There's no time to explain. Come on.
Dude, there's no time to explain.
There's no time to explain this.
You know, I really don't have time to explain.
There's no time to explain.
No time to explain.
There's no time to explain.
There's no time to explain now.
There's no time to explain.
No time to explain.
I can explain.
I can explain.
I can't explain.
I can explain.
I can explain.
Well, I don't have to explain that it's Friday, and you know what that means. Movies with Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday and The Takeaway. Hey, Rafer.
Hi there. Happy Friday.
Thank you, TGIF. So let's start out. Our first movie is one that's been getting a lot of buzz. It's directed by Ron Howard, and it's Solo, a Star Wars story. Let's take a listen to a clip.
Can I ask you a question, Captain Calrissian?
Anything, Han?
It's Han, but that's okay. I heard a story about you. I was wondering if it's true.
Everything you've heard about me is true.
Rafer, do we like this movie?
Well, this is a big deal here, trying to go back and give us the origin story of Han Solo. I mean, I think you'd have to agree he is the best loved, most popular character in the Star Wars universe, more than Luke.
So much.
More
so
than
much.
Leia, right?
I agree.
Okay, so that's...
Although Leia, that's a tight one.
All right. I hear you on that one, especially after Carrie Fisher.
Right.
Her stock has risen.
Exactly.
Okay, but, you know, this is Han Solo, you know, the space cowboy, and, you know, he's got a lot of mystique. You know, he's got all these great stories about the things he's done, the friends he's had, the fights he's been in, and now we get to see the actual events unfold on screen. Alden Ehrenreich, young actor, stepping into the role of, you know, Han Solo, stepping into Harrison Ford's shoes. It's a lot to chew off, you know, a lot to bite off here. And I have to say, it just doesn't work. Alden Ehrenreich,
you're breaking my heart.
Listen, my heart is broken too. This is sacred cinematic territory. Han Solo and his background, you know, I think it would have been better to have left this, you know, off the screen. I don't know if I really want to see when Han met Lando Calrissian, played by Donald Glover there. I don't know if I want to see when Han met Chewie. I like it better as mystique. Or if you're going to really do it, you really better do a bang-up job. And this just doesn't work. The lines are kind of flat. The humor is not there. And Alden Ehrenreich just doesn't have that kind of cheek and swagger and charm that Harrison Ford does. And it just doesn't work for me. And I'm not alone on this. The early reviews, Warner Brothers made this available very early and let the embargo lift very early because I think they wanted to generate a lot of goodwill. I think a lot of the fan sites, the comic book sites, the sci-fi sites have been pretty kind to this film. I think if you go read more mainstream critics like myself, the reviews have been pretty negative.
Is it really a question of the fact that we don't have our original Han Solo here? Is that it? Was it really the main actor that sort of created that mystique? Or is it just the story is not there?
I don't think it's Ehrenreich's fault. If you want to see Alden Ehrenreich do a great job in something, go rent Hail Caesar, the Coen Brothers movie. He's fantastic in that. I just don't think this movie does him justice. There's a moment in this film where he actually starts to speak Wookiee, and I just feel like... that's not funny. It was funnier when Han Solo could just understand Chewie. I don't really want to hear him gurgle and gargle in
the
Wookiee.
Guttural, yeah.
It doesn't work for me.
That's kind of weird. Last movie, we've got like 2 seconds left, but it's First Reformed, directed by Paul Schrader. Your thoughts?
Very interesting film. If you're a Taxi Driver fan, and who isn't, you're going to like this. You know, Paul Schrader wrote Taxi Driver. He wrote and directed this. Ethan Hawke as a kind of Taxi Driver-esque reverend, a role you wouldn't expect him to be good in, but he's fantastic in it. Really worth seeing.
Fantastic. And lots of chances to see it on this long holiday weekend. Rafer Guzman, thanks so much for being with us, our film critic for Newsday and The Takeaway.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.